Jeff.
Jeff Stein's our national and presidential expert and noted author. Find his books at your favorite book seller out there. And, of course, totallyiowa.com. The Iowa Politics Report and the Iowa Business Report come to us from KXEL Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where Jeff is stationed. And you can even watch him on the live stream on Facebook, either at Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show or at AM 950. Hello, Jeff.
I hope the audience watching enjoyed me primping. You know, the camera was on, and I'm just looking in there fixing the camera because somebody had messed with us on this end, and I couldn't get my tie straight.
For goodness sakes, I look like that Euro meat spinning on a stand. I mean, I don't think that anyone's watching this show for the attractiveness of anyone or the beauty or the grooming secrets of, ooh, what's Matt wearing today? What kind of T-shirt is that? Is that a Hanes? You know, I don't think.
Well, what is that? I can't read. What is the T-shirt?
It says artwork is art. Artwork is work. Supporting the arts means paying the artists.
I just love the fact that you had to pull the T-shirt out to get it far enough away.
You have
your reading glasses.
There's
on
a so sentence here. Damn it. All right. Hey, Jeff, that filing last night. Let's start with this. The filing the DOJ did last night is basically to put this judge in a position to where if you award this special master to oversee these documents, that you have enough evidence to show you. We've already reviewed them. We probably already photocopied them. We know exactly what was there. So we can proceed without this master anyway. But if you do this, that really the only reason you're doing this is to try to offer an easy layup for Trump to just delay this process as opposed to actually looking at what we've got going on here. Because I think that briefing last night was pretty brutal in its bluntness of what exactly happened.
Smart move by the DOJ in a couple of respects. One, with the electronic filing through a system in the federal courts called PACER, okay, you can file this stuff anytime. So the deadline was midnight. So they filed it at 11 o'clock, right? And the reason they did that is to get the maximum benefit on the morning news. When we all woke up this morning, what's the first thing we heard about? The DOJ filing. And the other thing that the judge did, I'm not saying on purpose, but by saying, all right, you respond, he gave them the opportunity to selectively present, I'm not saying leak, because it's in a federal pleading, it's not leak, to put photos in. Mm-hmm. To put all of this stuff out there. So by having the demand for everything to be transparent and open, you've got the DOJ saying, okay, would you like to see the photos we have of folders that are marked top secret? Because we've got them and we'll show them to you. It was a great way for the DOJ to control the narrative. Now, of course, when the best the Trump side can say is, oh, he declassified those because he reached into the right-hand desk drawer, pulled out the magic expando wand, waved it over them, and said, you are hereby declassified. I have no question about presidential authority. I do have a question about process. And without witnesses, for a president to say, I hereby declassify all these, that's a tough thing to prove. But that's the best that they have at this point. The other thing to note is the Department of Justice, this is now the story today, they've laid all that out there. In that pleading, this is after two staunch Trump supporters in the media. First, Ann Coulter. Second, Cal Thomas. Both have come out publicly in the last 3 days and said, Republicans, it's time to move on from Trump. Coulter had moved on previously because she did not think Trump was strong enough on the southern border. For Cal Thomas to come out, he says, look, too much baggage, move on. Those are a couple of interesting voices. Now, you've got this all laid out there. And the last point here is that the FBI has said they don't want to interfere with elections. And so there's not an expectation that there would be charges filed, if any are forthcoming, until after the November midterms. So you're talking 9 weeks at this point. Well, what did they just do to prime the pump without actually throwing things over the edge. Look, photos, they can be tweeted everywhere about Orange Man and his top secret folders.
By the way, you should also mention Steve Doocy on Fox News, who's been a very loyal Trump supporter. He all of a sudden has been very much on the side of, well, why does he have all these there? He shouldn't have all these things there. And so it's not just him. I mean, there are more and more Republican voices that are starting to turn on Trump. The thing which is interesting about the declassified is that it's very clear from the DOJ briefing that at no point when they found these documents did anyone, Trump or any of his lawyers or anyone at Mar-a-Lago, say, oh, all of those have been declassified, nor did they invoke executive privilege. Neither one of which would have worked. As you said, the process to declassify is pretty clear, and you need, it's relatively speed bump free, but you, on most things, but you still have to do the process, and he never did that. Executive privilege, he's not the president anymore. So neither one of those would be there, but they were very clear. Reminder, when this all happened, Trump's first response was not, I declassified them, was not executive privilege. It was, oh, if there was anything found, the FBI planted it. And then it was only after about 12 hours they realized that's not flying, so they went with the, oh, we already declassified this. What the DOJ is basically clearly saying is, at no point when we searched for this information and we found it, did anyone at Mar-a-Lago say, that's declassified. That's only an excuse that's come after the fact.
It does sound like it was a lawyerly presentation, doesn't it?
Yes.
There are so many parts of this that are just fascinating, and so many unforced errors. I would go so far as to say, if Matt McNeill were president of the United States and it was January 19th as he's leaving office, Matt McNeill, President McNeill, we all shudder, could go through and say, anything that we're boxing up here, I stopped at Staples on the way to the office, I picked up some banker's boxes, anything that we put in there, I hereby declare to be unclassified by definition. I'll sign the piece of paper. I'll get it notarized. I'll stop at the bank and get it notarized. There. I have done all of this, and no one could question it. But by virtue of simply saying an oral announcement by the president with the wave of a hand with no one around, that's going to be difficult. I will tell you, as a lawyer in the state and federal courts, I'd have a hard time making that case, because where's the verification?
Exactly. Well, and okay, first of all, two things. One, he didn't use boxes. You know Trump. He'd be using like hefty garbage bags and just chucking everything in there and dragging it out in bags. Second of all, there was a very interesting analysis from a legal expert who said this. Let's just be very clear about this. If Jeff Stein or myself or Patrick, my producer, if any of us had these documents in our house, we would be under arrest right now, and you pretty much would not see the light of day for the rest of your life. It's that clear. It's that the fact that when people say, well, they're going aggressively after him, clearly they're still taking some sort of steps here, kid steps, because he's got, and I mentioned this before you came on the air, he's got some of these documents that are human intelligence, communications intelligence, images intelligence, as they're labeled on the boxes. There is no reason for this guy to have this stuff. It's not like a bunch of guys went out in the desert and made a smiley face with I love Trump on it and the satellite took the picture. I mean, no one would care about that. But he's got stuff that's clearly in-depth, top-level intelligence at Mar-a-Lago just sitting in boxes. And the reality is that if any of us would have had that in our house, we would be under arrest right now.
But none of us. I'm not sure about Patrick. He's got a background I'm not fully confident I know the depth of. But none of us have been president. And there is a separate category for presidential papers, documents, etc. Legislation that was put in place during the Carter administration took effect after Carter. But that having been said, because there's talk of others that have had documents over the course of time, I don't know why any of them need anything. All right. I don't know why when McNeil's out of office, McNeil doesn't say, hooray, and it's your problem, chump, and out the door you go. I don't understand this need for voluminous records.
Well,
that's number one. Number two, when you know that they're on to you, why don't you label the boxes with something like recipes? I don't know, some label.
Well, he put the magazines in there. He put magazines in there, and that there's people that have been speculating. He's like, did he put magazines like on top of them saying, oh, here's just a box of Time magazines or Hustler, you know, depending on Trump. But here's just a bunch of magazines. Clearly, there's nothing classified underneath them. I mean, they themselves are very clearly saying it sure looks like they were trying to keep these hidden from us. Which, by the way, brings up the other point I was going to mention. His lawyers for that signed that document back in June that said that the federal government had everything. They signed a document. Those guys are going to jail. There is no way they're getting out of this because there is
what was said.
Well, they signed a document. Have you seen the signed documents that they said that we have turned over every piece of classified information? And now all of a sudden we have a picture of not so much. Those lawyers, and I'm not saying Trump per se, although I think it's getting close into him. Those lawyers that signed off on that document, that put their name on there, sure, they might have been lied to by Trump, but the reality is the fact that they put their name on there, that's they're in big trouble.
It's not. I'm not disputing the broad context, but as a very specific point. If you're the lawyer making representations to any governmental body based upon assurances made to you by your client, and you have reason to believe that the client is accurately reporting to you, then you're not on the hook. The question is, were they in the know? Did they perjure themselves by signing it? Were they, or should they have been suspicious enough to qualify the statement?
Well, what did you just point out there, though? They're going to have to point their finger at Trump to get out of this.
Here's what. If they say, this is how it was represented to us. If you call that pointing the finger at Trump, okay, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. But, I mean, how many layers are there?
Well, it's not the White House, though. It's not the chief of staff. It's not there. He's basically got his documents there. It was June of this year. So I'm going to presume, and I don't know this. I'm going to presume that the federal government offers him some sort of office manager and, you know, gives him some sort of scheduler or a secretary plus Secret Service, for the rest of his life. And these are some basics I know that the presidents take with them, but they don't have a full staff. It's not like Mark Meadows is sitting there still doing this. You know, they're clearly these lawyers did not represent the Trump family. They did not represent Mar-a-Lago. They represented Trump there. Mm-hmm. So you have a connection directly there. The client is Trump. So if the client lied to them about what was there, they have to point their finger at Trump and say, well, he told us the lie. My gut feeling is going to be is they're not going to do that. They're just going to fall. Once again, as you and I have talked about, there's layers of swords that people are going to fall on. These lawyers are going to go down.
I think there's another layer in there, and it doesn't mean that it's government finance. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Trump's running his own office. All of this stuff with the stationery and everything that says Office of the 45th President, you know, he gets some stipend for being a former president, but he's basically running his own operation. I just wonder if there's a flunky level in between the lawyers and Trump to provide him that same layer of insulation. Now, you're right. This is not like at Trump Tower, where you have all of these layers of insulation for Trump so that he can claim plausible deniability. But the fact of the matter is, you know, I just don't see him sitting there in a golf shirt going through the documents.
I want to know the truth is we got to get into the speculation. I will say this. One thing I did want to make sure we address before we leave out this hour is that some people have made the argument presidential library, that's a completely different thing. All that stuff is generally shipped out from the White House, kept in storage specifically for a presidential library. It's not stored in like the Obama's basement.
Well, it even could be. But the fact is, it's not top secret documents.
Exactly.
We're talking about the things that are, I mean, for example, you know, the last time you were at the White House to visit President Biden and you gave him that bag of cheese curds. Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
real quick,
he can eat those because they're, you know, disposable, if you will. Right. But if you gave him a sculpture, that is tagged, and it becomes property of the administration.
Okay, I've got to take a break. We'll come back and let you finish that thought. It's the Matt McNeil Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's the Matt McNeil Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 952-946-6205. Jeff Stein joining us. And Jeff, you were just talking. We were talking about how someone wants to, if someone wants to get something like a value that, you know, Joe Biden loves his ice cream cone, I can give it to him, but he's going to eat it. So that's not going to be, you know, that's not an issue. But if I make a fine marble bust of President Biden and I give it to him as a gift, there's a lot of things that they have to do. A lot of that stuff ends up, as you said, in the presidential library.
Well, first of all, he'd sniff the hair on the bus to see if he got the.
Oh, listen to this. Listen to that. Yeah.
No, if you got him.
Dark Brandon Risen's coming for you, Jeff, just FYI.
If you got him a chrome-plated ice cream scoop, okay.
By the way, that was good. That's nicely done.
But he cannot accept it personally.
No.
It's property of the government transferred to the future presidential library. So all the tchotchkes, all the T-shirts, all the jerseys from championship teams, and that never goes to the first family. That just gets funneled right to the potential museum or archive or whatever. But again, all of that's a very different category from documents that belong to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's where the classification comes in. And I go back to, I don't know why anybody needs any of it.
Well,
did Carter need any of it? Did Ford need? I just don't see it.
I'm going to read this. The government seized the contents of a desk drawer that contained classified documents and government records commingled with other documents. The other documents included two official passports, one which is expired and the personal passport which was expired. A location of the passports was relevant evidence for an investigation of unauthorized retention, mishandling, and national defense information. So basically, they're wondering why did he take his passports? Well, because he jammed some of the classified documents in a drawer with them. And by the way, those passports had been returned to the former president.
And here's what I – do you have a passport?
Yes.
An American passport?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've had one for, I don't know, 30 years, whatever. When you get a new passport, what do you do?
Get rid of the other one.
Don't you mail in the old one and then they send you the new one?
I think, that's when I got my new one, that was it. I brought my old one in and they said 6 weeks and then I got the new one.
And here's your new one, and I think you may get the old one and they stamp canceled on it or something, but it's like – why would you have your expired passports next to your new one?
Well, exactly. Well, that would explain the two passports because I was kind of confused. Why would he have two passports? You know, I think you generally are a hometown guy if you've been the president of the United States. So two things. One, So when does he declare he's going to run for office? Because at this point, these walls are closing in and they're closing fast. And so he obviously is just for no other reason. He's going to need cash for lawyers, and nothing has proven to be as much of a cash cow for Trump as going out there and appealing to his supporters. So how long do you think it's going to be before he declares he's going to run in 2024, whether or not he does, just because he needs the money?
He's already getting a ton of money based upon the rate. So he's going to milk that cow until, okay, if he's smart electorally, he does not announce before the midterms. Because if he does, he's killing off the party. He may not care, but he's already getting money. And there was a report, I think, in Politico that said he's raising tons of money and not sharing it with anybody.
No, he's not.
So, in terms of what's he going to use it for, that's your legal defense fund, et cetera. If he declares before the election, then it proves that not only is he only in it for himself, he truly doesn't care about the rest of the party. He has to wait until at least 2 days after the general election, at least until you know what the balance of the Congress is, to either take the victory lap if his people win, or to then start running against the Republicans who screwed up the works and didn't deliver Congress in 2022.
And here's the problem that he's got, is that the amount of legal challenges he's got now is pretty obscene. He has sexual, mm-hmm. he has sexual harassment charges. He's got charges from the Capitol Police. He's got Georgia going on. He's got this whole mess going on. He's got numerous cases where he has to be in court and lawyers do not want to represent him anymore. So if it comes down to he needs the money to get a legal team put together, as you said, that's the cash cow right there. The other thing is this.
And if he declares, then he doesn't get all the free media time. And that's a big thing for him.
The other thing, well, he'll get tons of it, though. The other thing is
– cool time.
Well, yeah, only the Republican thing, and unless DeSantis declares, I don't know if that's going to be the case. That being said,
Liz Cheney? How about Liz Cheney?
Will the Republicans allow her to run as a Republican? Because then she's running as an independent, and that's not a problem.
Declare. You can go declare as a Republican running for president, and if Trump's on TV, you get equal time.
Here's the other thing, and this is, this will probably take us to the end here.
Yeah.
I think there's another shoe that's going to drop. Clearly, something, and the DOJ, there was a point here this summer where this went from, oh, for God's sakes, why is he not giving us the classified documents, to sweet Jesus, get an FBI team down there, get a search warrant down there, go get them all. And I keep referring back to, now I've put out some speculation on this, and it is pure speculation, but there has been reports that people close to him have been informing what's been going on, Department of Justice, FBI, whoever it is. But I'm wondering if there was something specific that happened. And once again, we're talking Trump. He doesn't care about the country. He cares about money. And that's all he does. If he's looking for a way, the most obvious reason why he'd have all these documents is if he tries to sell them for the highest bidder to get as much money as he possibly can in retirement.
The one thing about him declaring, see, I think he's raising money now, and I think it's still 50-50 he won't run, and he'll hand it off to DeSantis. And he'll say, look, they're persecuting me, and I need to spend all my time defending myself. And I think that if there is another shoe that drops before Election Day, it may backfire on Democrats because there won't be enough information, nuanced information to the public, and it's going to potentially backfire enough with independents because the Democrats have the momentum right now, don't you think?
Well, no, I don't think the Democrats are having an image problem today about what happened last night with the DOJ filing.
What I'm saying is that they have the momentum right now.
Oh, definitely there is.
If you go and arrest Trump before the election or another shoe drops,
well,
you may mobilize the Republicans where otherwise they might stay home.
Actually, here's what the argument I'd have. If you want to believe that there's a conspiracy within the FBI, it would be as if the FBI had him dead to rights and did not arrest him until after the election for that reason, to basically prevent that from being a rallying cry on the election for the case. I actually think the FBI and the Department of Justice is getting to that point where they've got enough evidence to go and arrest the guy. But the reality, and I think there's a lot of dotting of I's and crossing of T's going on right now. But if they don't, but then all of a sudden 2 days after the election they file, there's where I think your conspiracy is, because they didn't want to rile up the Republican base. But I don't think independents are about to jump to the Trump side at this point, no.
Well, I don't think necessarily jump to his side, but it's going to – the momentum is shifting to the left because of the Dobbs decision. And I think there's going to – you'd be hard-pressed – you don't want to get in the way of that is what I'm saying if you're a Democrat. You clear the field, let that play out.
And right now, and the Republicans are having a heck of a time dealing with that. And now they have this question. There's a lot of things right now that the Republicans do not want to talk to the media about. Jeff Stein, once again, find his books at totallyiowa.com, your favorite bookseller. Thanks, Jeff. We'll spotlight this interview. Wisconsin folks, you got Devil's Radio, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Hour 2 up next.